Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Red Men News. Ben Kelly here. Joining me today is Jack Gill. And today's show is brought to you in association with our website, theredmentv.com. You can head over there now for a first month free. And what's the problem, Tom? What's the problem, eh? Sorry, we're having an issue there. Let me start again. We good? Yeah? Okay. So as I was saying, today's new show is brought to you in association with our website, theredmentv.com, exclusively weekly content. Obviously, the midweek final word shows as well. If you go over there now, we've got all of the Postman United content on. Me and Chris did the instant match reaction outside Anfield last night. You've also got exclusive interviews with the likes of Jurgen Klopp, Emil Heskey, Lucas Leiva, Jordan Henderson, Virgil van Dijk, whatever's there to tickle your fancy. If you go over there now, it's free for 30 days. You can sign up, get all that content. And if you like it, you can stick around. So there you go. So Jack, starting with some just breaking news that's literally just come in the last 5 minutes. Update on Jordan Shaqiri, who obviously missed yesterday's Man United game with a minor calf injury, apparently. He seems to be back in contention now for selection. Obviously, we've got Wolves in the week and we've got Shrewsbury at the weekend in the FA Cup. We were just having a brief conversation about what it might mean for the Shrewsbury game in particular, just because, you know, obviously if he's back in contention, you'd expect him to start that. Just a brief conversation, I suppose. So, because we were just talking about Curtis Jones, weren't we, about what that means for his spot. Do you think if fit, Shaqiri does come in for the Shrewsbury game and maybe Jones is sacrificed?
I think he definitely comes in. I think I didn't know he was injured, to be honest. I know he missed training the week, but I thought that had something to do with all these Roma rumours. But it'll be good to have him back, and it'll be good for him to get some game time in that cup game. I think it will be Jones that's sacrificed, which is a shame because after his goal against Everton,
but could he not play Lallana? You know, there's options. I think Jones will have been disappointed in the cup game against Arsenal to miss out on that, having played against MK Dons. Given the performance he puts in against Everton, do you think that, and obviously we'll do all this content building up to the game itself, but do you think that it's important to get him into the side?
I personally would love to see Curtis Jones in there, and I think we definitely should play him. But as I say, if Shaqiri is available, it's a big kick in the teeth if we don't pick him, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, there you go. There's the news on Jordan Shaqiri that's just broken in the last 5 minutes. Anyway, so let's move on to the title of the show, which is all about this man, Timo Werner, obviously the Red Bull Leipzig striker, who's we've been linked with on and off over the last couple of years. But the story kind of broke over the weekend that we want him, and then this morning it's been broken that he also wants us. It seems to build a saying that now Liverpool are, you know, it's kind of been between Liverpool and Chelsea. Liverpool are basically the destination of choice, shall we say, for Timo Werner. Looking like £60 million price tag on this, Jack. It's mad, isn't it? Because if you'd said to me a couple of seasons ago that one of the top strikers in Europe was wanting to come to Liverpool, but actually we're in a position where we might not necessarily need him, I'd have said you were mad. But this is the kind of situation that we find ourselves in.
He scored a goal at the weekend as well, Timo Werner. It's weird, this story, because it just refuses to go away. I saw a few weeks ago that apparently he turned us down last summer. I'm not quite sure the truth in that, but it's a player that would fit straight into our system. Yeah. And the amount of pace in that front three already. Throw Timo Werner in there and it's unbelievable.
So this article coming from Sport Witness via Bild has said that over the weekend the English media linked Timo Werner with a move to Liverpool. There's nothing entirely surprising in this. And then it says Bild have picked up on it and add some of their own information. It's claimed the Premier League and Liverpool is the preferred goal of the RB Leipzig player. That's presented as pretty certain, with the only doubt being when the striker wants to leave his current club. He has a contract with Leipzig until June 2023, which has an exit clause of 60 million. That's not loads of money, is it? You know what I mean? I mean, you talk about a striker's quality, who, to be honest, I think will fit into the system, especially, you know, if we wanted to shape a little bit and be a bit more flexible and begin to play maybe a 4-2-3-1 a bit more often, where you can play Roberto Firmino in the 10 and Werner ahead of him. I think Werner's got the pace to play in behind and make those runs. I think it would go well. I think it'd be a good buy, especially, you know, Divock Origi, you know, he's a great player. Yeah. He's going to go down as a Liverpool legend, but he's not quite the standard of this guy, you know, for squad depth. And I'd be interested to get your thoughts on this. This is the kind of transfer for me that is integral in, you know, Liverpool are the best team in the world at the moment. How do we maintain it, right? We've got to go out and buy players who are going to be constantly competing for places in our squad. And that, at the moment, is the top pick of players.
Yeah, 100% agree with you. I think it is more the 4-2-3-1 thing. I think we will probably start playing that more next season.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's how much you believe this as well, because obviously Timo Werner, everyone at the minute is going to want to be coming to Liverpool, like you said, with the best team in the world. So I think there'll be a lot of players right now that will have Liverpool as a preferred destination. So I'm not reading into it too much, but as I said before, it's a story that refuses to go away. So it will be interesting to see if something comes of it.
Okay, so next story then, we've got the story that broke over the weekend again from Sport Witness, but this time via Corriere della Sport, which is Italian.
Liverpool.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I'm going to Italy next month, so I'll have to brush up on it. The idea is that basically that Liverpool have been linked with Sandro Tonali from Brescia, who is basically a central midfield player, quite a young upcoming Italian prospect. There's been comparisons drawn with Andrea Pirlo. I think I did have a chat with a couple of mates this morning who do follow Italian football, and they say he's really good. But we've been linked with him for €40 million, I think that's the price.
50,
yeah, 50. Yeah. Apparently he's a player that the Jurgen Klopp really likes. I don't know too much about him, but
I don't know too much about him. He's sort of, if he does play in the Pirlo style, then I wouldn't see how he'd fit in the team. But from what I've seen of him, he's meant to be a good player. I don't see anything in it.
Do you think there's anything in this when you've got the likes of Marco Grujic out on loan? That's my thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? We've got a decent player there who's doing well in the German league, and he's not going to cost us any money to bring back and give him a go. I don't know how similar they are in players, and maybe people in the comments can tell us if they are similar or they're completely different players, but it feels like when you've got one relatively promising prospect out on loan, it seems daft to spend £50 million on another one.
It's a strange rumour. I'm not sure, as I said, about how he'll fit into the team. But it'll be interesting again to see how this pans out, because obviously our midfield three are getting into the end of the peaks of their careers, really.
Yeah,
so it is an area where we'll probably look to strengthen
over the next couple of seasons. Absolutely. Okay, well, one ex-Liverpool midfielder who might be moving on elsewhere is Mr. Emre Can. Now, I have no problem with Emre Can. And some Liverpool fans do, for some reason. I don't see it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he had no obligation to renew his contract at the time and wanted to move on. It's not worked out for him. That's his loss. But this is an interesting story. Everton have been linked with him for £30 million. Obviously, they've got that Italian pull now with Ancelotti. Obviously, Can's out with Juventus in Italy. So, you know, that might be a connection there. But yeah, £30 million for Emre Can, Everton. Is he worth £30 million? Like, I feel like that's probably, for me, round about the right price. But you know, Everton, do you think he's better than that?
Well, he was linked with Man United, weren't he? And the rumours were that he turned down Man United out of respect for Liverpool. So I can't see it.
Yeah.
But as I say, I think it would be a great signing for them. I think he's a player in a position where they need to strengthen. And he's a very good player, Emre Can. Worked very well, Premier League experience. would be a good signing for Everton, but I can't see happening.
I think it'd be a solid sign as well. Inter Milan have also been monitoring him, but I think there's a bit of questions about his wage. You know, £100,000 a week is a lot of money, and I think that was probably one of the reasons he left Liverpool, because we weren't going to pay him that much at the time.
They're former Premier League players, don't they?
Yeah, they do. So it'd be interesting to see. I mean, give us your thoughts on what you think of Emre Can now, and what you think of Emre Can if he moved to Everton, because I think that would be an interesting move for him. Finally, Jack, obviously we've got you on here today on the news. We've got a little bit of a loan update, because Rhian Brewster scored his first goal in senior football on Saturday for Swansea against Wigan. And it was a really well-taken goal. Swansea were actually 1-0 down at the time, and he scored the equaliser. It's the Swansea City attacker who was out to impress against Wigan. This is from the Football League World. I mean, I haven't seen the full performance. I don't know if you have either, but obviously it's great for him to be getting off to a first start. He was kind of thrown into a baptism of fire, wasn't he? Because the first game's against Cardiff.
Yeah.
Wigan are struggling a little bit. And it really was a well-taken goal.
Yeah, I said at the time, this is the perfect move for Rhian Brewster. He's going to join a coach that he's worked with before in the Championship. He'll be playing week in, week out. I'm really excited to see how Rhian Brewster gets on there. I said before we went on air, I think he will bring them up to the Premier League.
I like the idea of, I mean, these are his stats here against Wigan. So he played 89 minutes, four shots, one goal, a good passing accuracy, four interceptions. But I like the idea that this will, because Jordan Ayew plays for Swansea as well, this will encourage him. Andre Ayew, of course. This will encourage him to develop a partnership with the striker, which may become valuable to us later on down the line.
I think Swansea are trying to offload Andre Ayew. Oh, I read somewhere that his wages are ridiculous. Apparently, he's on 180 a week. So something I read, he's on ridiculous wages.
Yeah.
So they are trying to offload him, I think, but.
Okay. All right. Well, also, I mean, the other sort of attachment to this is that upon scoring that goal at the weekend, he posted on Instagram. He was, Brewster was really happy about scoring the goal, and he got just a wealth of support from the current Liverpool and past Liverpool players. Camacho was commenting, Wijnaldum, Henderson. I think Ian Rush said something as well. I've got the tweet here. I think that just all these comments, and you can just see that, Lallana's there as well. All these comments coming in, how liked he is. Yeah, Trent as well. How liked he is at the club. He's clearly like quite, I think he's quite a loud influence, isn't he? Like quite a loud personality, and he's liked there.
It's so good to see. I mean, how close-knit this squad is at the minute with youth, with the first team. It's really incredible. And as I say, everyone's hoping he does well there. Everyone knows at Liverpool that Rhian Brewster is such a talent. He's such a good player. It's just this trying to mould him into a false nine hasn't worked.
Yeah.
You can see by the way he's taken that goal. He's a finisher. That is his game. Mm. He's a natural number nine. And I think he'll do really well at Swansea. And I really hope he does continue this goal scoring form.
Cool, nice one. So Tom, have we got any comments on any of the stories so far?
Yes. We will kick it off with some Timo Werner stuff.
Oh.
So this is kind of linking Brewster in. Tani Swigian says, he's young, he's talented, he's our future striker. Oh wait, Rhian. And then Jojo says, I hope Brewster turns up good instead of buying Werner.
Personally, right now, I don't think we're going to keep Brewster. I think we're going to end up selling him. From what I've seen of him, I mean, he's been great, obviously, in the youth side. He's too good for youth football now. So I think, you're right. It will heavily depend on this loan. And I agree. I think it's a good loan for him. But I think this could end up with us selling him to Southampton for 20 million. You know what I mean?
It wouldn't surprise me with a buyback clause.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me. And it's such a shame. It's just, as I say, he doesn't really fit the current Liverpool system. And he's a very, very good English player who needs football regularly. Yeah.
And look, I'm welcome to being completely wrong on that. But that's just my opinion at the moment. Any more, Tom?
Yeah, so on Werner himself and the transfer, AGBA5 says, so be a squad player, ? Don't see him replacing any of the front three. And then Hequino X says, didn't he say he wanted to stay at Leipzig for game time? So I had a look at this, and from This Is Anfield, they reported that it is claimed. So great start already. But they reported that it's claimed that there is no space for me to play, is what he said. So
I think the way we've got to look at this is that Timo Werner's 23 years old, and you're not necessarily, I mean, look, he's one of the hottest prospects in Europe right now, but you're going to get 5-6 years out of him. you're not necessarily going to get that out of Mo Salah now. And, you know, and you've got to start to look at refreshing the squad, because it is that question of how do you maintain this, or how do you maintain as close to this as possible for Liverpool? I don't know if Liverpool are going to get much better than this ever, but getting as close to this as possible has got to be, there's got to be foundations being put in place now to make that a long-term plan. And I think signing a 23-year-old, one of the hottest strikers in Europe, isn't a bad start, personally.
He's got a bit of everything as well.
Yeah,
team
exactly. Yeah.
A very good player.
One more, Tom.
Yeah, would you like a Tonali one or a Chan one?
A Chan one. Okay, I want a bit of Emre Chan beef.
Benteke. Yeah, something else, but I'm not going to say. Chan won't sign for Everton, coming from Juventus. He needs European football to get into the Germany side, so no chance.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, yeah, that might be a big thing. But, you know, Everton, you don't know where Everton are going to go. I mean, they've had a poor season, haven't they? And the season's probably a write-off for them. But under Ancelotti, they are going to improve. So in the next two seasons, they could well be gunning for European football. It wouldn't surprise me. So, and he might be a building block in that for them.
Yeah, don't forget why he went to Juventus in the first place. He wanted to win the European Cup, didn't he?
Which worked out really well for him.
But, you know, I can't see him joining Everton. I mean, they've not won anything for a long time. So.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Jack. We'll wrap it up there. Everybody head over to theredmentv.com for that free month, or that monthly and weekly exclusive content that we've got on there, as well as the backlog of interviews with all the players that we've got as well. The Around the League show is coming out this week. We've got a newsroom with James Pearce just released last week as well, of The Athletic, which was really interesting, so get on that. This has been Red Men News. We'll be back with more Liverpool stuff tomorrow. Goodbye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.